welcome back to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I hope you're doing well, and I hope you had a great week. This week, I would like to just dive in and talk about a topic that I've been talking with a lot of my clients on how to really move out of that ego mind and how to improve your life. So we know this is our biggest challenge, and it's something that we have to be mindful of on a daily basis. I was thinking back to one of the clients that I just recently saw, and she's really, really struggling with living in her imagination and trying to prepare for the life that she thinks could happen to her instead of the life that is actually happening to her today. So it is such a great reminder, and I need to hear this reminder every day, and we all do. So I thought, great topic. So where are you living in? What are you living in? Are you living in fact, or are you living in fiction? So every day if we woke up and asked ourselves, are we in fact or fiction, we could kind of see where we are. You know, a lot of times my thoughts will run into either fears of the future or fears about myself that are not happening currently in this moment, but could. You know, so if something isn't happening in this moment, for us to break away from it and not indulge it and not give it a life of its own and a story of its own, then we can pull it back into this other part of us, this wise part of us that has something completely different to share with us. So it's really interesting. If you just take on any given day a worry that you have, and you take that worry and you turn it into a novel, you turn it into a short story, you could see how you're really living in this altered state, this altered story of you. You know, so if you have a worry that you're going to get sick, you know, and how that plays out, generally, if you stay in your mind and you're worrying about that, you know, we can create like almost minute by minute of what horrible thing could happen to us. You know, I'm going to get sick, and then I'm going to not be able to function, and then I'm not going to be able to be here. And then, you know, just it spirals out of control. So it's a short story of it's really a sad short story, and it's one that's not currently happening. But we live in our imagination so much of the time, in our spare time when we're not working, when we have some downtime and we let ourselves go into our thoughts, it can be a really dangerous place to be. So pulling out of that takes first awareness that that's what we do, and that's our default mechanism. We just do that right away. The client that I was speaking with, she was like, well, why do I always have to do that? Why do I always go into what could happen and how I could prepare for something when something bad happens, and how I should act and what I should say and what I should do? Basically rehearsing your life for that anticipated worry, you know, is what we do. We all do that. And there's nothing wrong with it. We're just really trying to keep ourselves safe, which is not a bad thing. It's just living, again, in this altered sense of reality that does not really exist today. So the question you always want to ask yourself, is this fact or is this fiction? So is this worry fact? Is it happening right this moment? And if it's not, can I pull myself out of that story? And instead, can I say things that are opposite of that story? Can I say, if I feel like, oh, if your tendency is to focus on your body and feel scared that you're going to get sick or something bad is going to happen, can you then pull out of that story and say, I'm healthy and I'm fine, and today my body is functioning beautifully? Is a very different thing to say to yourself as opposed to living in that story, in that altered state of mind, you know. The Course in Miracles has a line that says, you're never upset for the reason you think. And that is really true. So if we spend some of our time, our life, in these stories of what we're trying to control and anticipate, you know, we're getting upset over things that really are not happening. And we're agitating ourselves over things that are not really happening. And then there's not a lot of room for that wise soul part of you, the spiritual part of you, that could give you a different answer, that could comfort you and could help you. And that's what we want to really reach for. We want to bypass the ego mind as much as we possibly can to try to feel the wisdom of our spirit and to feel basically the comfort. So if I'm in a worry and I'm concerned about something, I can't feel the comfort from my soul. I can't feel the guidance, and I'm kind of in it alone. And I think that's why people can feel very lonely and very detached and very scared and very anxious, especially right now during these times of people feeling so an extra layer of fear because of the virus. I just, every time I pick up my phone, I look on the news section, and every time I see someone else has passed away, whether it's a celebrity or somebody else from COVID, and to be inundated like that on a daily basis is not easy for us. And I don't think that we even realize how that affects us, that every time you see that, you kind of have to talk yourself down from it, or, soothe yourself, seeing all this around us of what's happening. There's a lot of really good things happening too, and getting these play-by-play bits of information is sometimes it's just really not helpful. So sometimes I really try to stay off that news icon on my phone, but I do want to know what's going on, so I will look at it. And every time I do, I can see why there is this extra layer of fear we all have to kind of contend with. It's around us. It's looming. Some people are super, super fearful. Some people are not. Some people don't believe in the virus. They think it's just a flu. Some people are very, very frightened of it. People that have been impacted by it are even more afraid, understandably. If you have a family member that passed from the virus, you feel that vulnerability. You feel that denial has broken. We generally have what they call a denial of death, and that helps us function in life. And having COVID, this extra layer of fear, has kind of broken that for a lot of people, understandably so. So again, we want to understand what's happening to us, but we don't want to live in it, and we don't want it to take away our lives. So the best thing for us to do is to realize that the ego is going to start writing your short story of the day. And your short story of the day is going to be fear-based, or it's going to be based in somehow you not being good enough or not functioning enough or some kind of criticism of you. So when the ego starts writing that story, just be really aware of it and watch where it goes. Just watch where it goes. Sometimes I'll just ask my clients, well, okay, so you're scared about this happening. Tell me the story around it. And the story is pretty detailed. It's pretty detailed. And that's all in their imagination. And when we live in our imagination like that, it's easy to create it. Not that we're going to create it, immediately, but we kind of see the path to that. And we don't want that. We really don't want that. So this other part of us that lives within us, the soul energy, the wise energy that lives within you, can help you, when you are pulled out of this story, and can even help encourage you to pull out of this story if you ask for its help. If you ask for your inner guidance, for its help. The ego, what it wants to say to you. That it's filled with criticism and doubt. We know what it has to say in its voice, and it speaks very, very loudly. And we want to turn down that volume. And we want to take the story of our day and just close it and put it aside for 5 minutes. Just take it and put it aside for 5 minutes. Take the fiction of your life and move back into the facts of your life. And the facts of your life is that right now everything's fine. Right now you're safe. Right now you're taken care of and you're fed, and basically all your needs are met right now. So that's really where we want to stay, and that's where we want to be. So how can we stay there and not let this ego run our lives? How can we do that? By every time it happens, that we just pull out of it, that we recognize it. That's the first thing. I think a lot of people don't even recognize that they're living most of their day in a story as they're going about their day, which makes them extremely preoccupied, and makes them very difficult for them to be present. And when you can't be present, you'll notice that you'll be doing things like forgetting a lot of things, losing your keys, misplacing your wallet, not remembering, people's names, all kinds of things that happen when we're not present, falling, getting into accidents, because we're running this story in our mind as we're functioning in our lives. And to have those two stories coexisting at the same time can be extremely distracting. It is like texting and driving, do you know? And that a lot of people have that running in their head. And I do too at times. And I have to pull myself out of it and ask my soul for its guidance, its wisdom, and also mostly its comfort. So my tendency is when I'm upset about something is I tend to deflect it onto something that might be physically wrong with me. So I'll start focusing on, my leg that hurts or a toothache, or I'll start focusing someplace else when something else is bothering me. And so Spirit has helped to point that out to me, to say that that's fine, it's just a distraction. But again, you're never upset for the reason that you think. And feeling overwhelmed in this day and age is understandable. So no matter what coping mechanism you might use to help you with that is okay, but you do want to help yourself out of it to get the comfort. And that's the biggest thing, is the comfort of your soul. Religious people will say it's the comfort of God, of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter what you want to call it, whatever you resonate with, whether it's God, whether it's, source, love, but whatever it is, we all have it within us and we all can reach it and connect more to it for guidance and for comfort, and also to help us manage this ego who is very loud and very, sometimes not really so helpful. So that's why you want to see and be aware, have that insight with yourself of what's happening. So if you wake up and you're feeling pretty good, your ego is probably pretty quiet that day. So you're having a good day and you're just enjoying your day and you're present in the moment. In those moments when that's happening, you are more in your spirit, you're more in your soul. And during those moments, you might get flashes of good ideas of what you could do, or new hobbies, or who you want to call, or things might just come into your mind. And that's all really connecting to your soul, and that soul energy is. It's really the absence of this ego mind dominating to the extent that you can't hear it. So you connect to your soul often, you're just not realizing it, you're not seeing it, and you're not feeling it. So if you know that you're running a story, if you know that that's happening, just say, okay, I know what I'm doing, and it's okay. We don't want to beat the ego up. That's the last thing that we want to do. It's kind of counterproductive. What we want to do is just ask for help to move out of the ego and just visualize your soul energy within you, or visualize your soul energy like we were talking about last week, sitting on the other side of you and looking at it and saying, please help me deal with this ego mind who's like driving me crazy. The ego is what keeps us up at night, not really what's happening in our lives. What keeps us up at night is our imagination, and what the ego is feeding it. And that can just grow and grow and grow. And then we become almost like childlike, that we're afraid of monsters in our room, because that's what the ego makes these fears so magnified and so real and so scary. So we need the soul energy. We need that guidance to say, you're fine. Everything is good. And that nothing bad can happen to you. You're an eternal person. And you're safe, you're protected, you're guided, and you're always, always looked after, and you're always taken care of, which I think is the most supported feeling to feel. And that's my biggest push for people to connect to their soul energy, because you feel this amazing support system. And right now we need it. We don't really have a lot of support in some ways, because we can't be with each other as much. So we're missing some of our support systems. So the soul energy is certainly a beautiful, beautiful support system filled with, people that have passed on. And if you believe in angels and guides and whatever you believe in, just visualize that as a support system for you, so that it could help you out of the short story of today. So today, I just want you to practice fact or fiction. Every time you go into your mind, you catch yourself thinking, is this a fact that you're thinking about? And is there something you can do about it? Or is this fiction? And if it's fiction, that you just want to move out of it and say, well, this is not happening right now. And I'm going to move out of these thoughts and I'm going to ask my soul for its opinion, you know, and to help me. And then just try to sink into your body and see what you feel. See if you feel some sense of peace. See if you feel some comfort. Just wait for your soul to communicate with you in the way that you can hear it and feel it and see it. And it will never fail you if you give yourself the opportunity, if you give yourself these few minutes to be with yourself in a different way. You'll feel the support that you need for today. You'll feel the guidance that you need for today. You'll even hear affirmations. I'll hear affirmations from my clients. So whatever their ego is saying, you know, my soul will give affirmations of the opposite. So if they're having a day that is really, you know, that they don't feel secure in themselves, or they feel that they have to be so perfect, I'll give them an affirmation that says, it's okay not to be perfect. I am human, but I am doing the best that I can, and that is good enough. And, you know, that's a really powerful affirmation for somebody who's a perfectionist. For someone who's a perfectionist, reminding yourself it's okay to not be perfect is so relieving. And if you say that to yourself on a daily basis, because I think a lot of people feel like they have to be perfect, it takes the weight off of you, because you can embrace your imperfections. You can just say, I am not perfect, and I'm a human being, and that is okay. But I know that my heart is in the right place, and that's all that I need. So that's something you'll hear from this energy. And then when you're saying that kind of affirmation, or you're saying what comes to your mind that's better than what the ego is speaking, you'll feel the comfort. You'll just feel comforted. And that we need right now. We need you to feel comforted in this crazy world that we're living in right now. It's the most beautiful feeling of comfort and peace, that just this knowing, this sense that everything is fine. And you probably have had that once before, twice before, many times before in your life, that out of nowhere, you just got this sense that, you know, everything's okay. And that's your soul energy. So you want to be able to connect to that more, and you want to access that when you need it, because it really is a beautiful coping mechanism. And it's one that doesn't make you have to rely on drugs, alcohol, smoking, food. It is probably one of the healthiest coping mechanisms we could find, if we give ourselves the chance to access it. So practice that today. Remember, is your short story of today, is it fact or is it fiction? And if it's fiction, can you move out of the ego and move back into the soul, the wise part of you, and ask for that comfort and that relief and wisdom that will come right to you? So good luck and have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye.